KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The Biden administration is weighing executive action on the border.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy without congressional approval to enact a crackdown at the southern border. Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration is considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used, specifically a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump heads to Nashville this evening, where he'll address the thousands of Christian activists attending the annual National Religious Broadcasters Association conference. One of those in attendance is Christian evangelist and author Alex McFarland, who says people of faith cannot afford to sit on the political sidelines this year.
In the 2024 election cycle, what's at stake for America is, will Christianity be criminalized? Already in Indiana, a Catholic couple had their son removed from their house because they refused to refer to their little boy as a girl. Now, this is not New York or California or Moscow. This is the United States, Heartland America, Indiana.
McFarland adds that Christians need to get actively involved in campaigns at the local, state, and national level this year. In consumer news, cell phone service is still out for many in the country after outages were reported earlier this morning. Stocks are significantly higher, the Dow up 308 points, the NASDAQ adding 386. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Illinois consider a wide-ranging transgender bill.
The measure would do two things. It would expand the definition of child abuse to include a parent's refusal to allow their child to have a sex change operation or an abortion. Secondly, the bill would remove all legal requirements that a doctor seek parental consent before performing an abortion or a sex change operation on a child under the age of 18. Any parent convicted under the proposed legislation could face up to 15 years behind bars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers advancing legislation that would define male and female under state law in an effort to curb the spread of transgenderism. The measure states that, quote, there are only two sexes, and every individual is either male or female. It would also allow schools and local governments to establish single-space sex space spaces such as bathrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve officials acknowledged at their most recent meeting in January that there's been significant progress in reducing inflation.
Despite the encouraging news, some of the policymakers expressed concern that strong growth in spending and hiring could disrupt that progress. In minutes from the meeting, most Fed officials also said they were worried about moving too fast to cut their benchmark interest rate before it was clear that inflation was sustainably returning to their 2% target. Only a couple were worried that the Fed might keep rates too high for too long and cause the economy to slow more than necessary or even slip into a recession. Jeremy House, Washington.
Alabama is seeking to put a second inmate to death using nitrogen gas. The move comes a month after the state carried out the first execution using the controversial new method. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.